Hello, everybody, and welcome to Nerdy Boys Reviews. We are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast where we give you an overview of everything nerdy that happened in the weeks of movies, comics, television, and news. We tell you what it all means and why you should be excited about it. So, spoiler warning, if you've not watched the latest and greatest in nerd television and or movies, pause this podcast, go watch it, and tune in later. Yeah, that was nice, huh?
Yeah.
So, we're going to be trying to do a clean version of the podcast, but just in case if we slip up, explicit content warning, it may contain cussing. We don't know yet. We're going to have to wait and see, though. Should be a good one.
Hopefully. Thanks, everybody. Welcome.
So, how's everybody doing this week? We hope you guys all had a great week.
Yeah.
Because you know the Nerdy Boys probably did.
Yeah. So, today is Saturday.
It is January 14th, 2017. Exactly 3:55 p.m.
We briefly played
in the Nerdy Boy lair.
In a pre-release for the new Magic set.
Wait. Before that, dude.
Okay.
How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
I thought we already did our salutation.
No, we didn't. We did not greet each other, though. We didn't, you know.
How do you do?
How do you do, buddy? How was your week?
It was a decent week. I had a job interview on Montauk last week.
On Montauk.
Yeah.
Sweet. How'd that go for you?
I think it went well.
Yeah?
But yeah. I won't know until they tell me how it went because, you know, they do that to you.
Yeah,
they're
like,
yeah, see, we got a couple more people to interview, but you'll hear back from us in a couple of weeks at least, and blah, 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 and here's my business card, and call me if you have any questions. I think she really meant call me if you need, because I need to get dusted, but, you know.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, so like you were saying before I interrupted you, today's Saturday, we're doing, you know, Magic pre-release.
Yeah, we left early.
Yeah, oh, shit. So, in case you guys did not know, we do play Magic the Gathering, just another nerd aspect of our life. Yeah, they had a pre-release for the new set. Comes out in, what, like 2 weeks, right? 2 weeks, right?
Next week.
Next week. Oh, jeez.
Dang it.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Help us all. Yeah, I pulled a really expensive, I guess, like a $60 card. Pretty happy about that.
Pretty mint.
Yeah, so it's a tournament based off, you know, they hand you six packs and you have to build a deck out of it, you know, so it was pretty fun. I built a pretty decent deck, got a really expensive card, beat my first round opponent. Christian lost. He scrubbed out. He decided he was going to drop and quit, you know.
Yeah, something like that.
So then I was just like, whatever, you know, I guess I'll, you know, leave with. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't really care.
It was like a joint decision, okay?
Yeah.
I only did because, like, before you were like, I don't even know if I want to play.
I know, man.
And I was like, all right, yeah, let's just drop after one round.
Like, unless if it's, like, the constructed Magic the Gathering, I don't know. I just don't, like, if it's drafting, I like drafting. I don't actually like playing.
Yeah. So, we have some new things going on. That if you've been following us on social media, you know about. we're gonna let our old pals who haven't been around for a while, Nigel and Randy, introduce you to what we have going on. All right.
Oh, hello.
Hello. How's it going, Randy?
Oh, how's it going, Nigel?
Good. Have you heard that the Nerdy Boys? Right. They are selling T-shirts and sweatshirts on teespring.com?
No way.
Oh, yeah. It's not a bad price either, right? So you go on there, right? $20. You get a mint T-shirt. You help the Nerdy Boys do whatever it is they do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Or $30 for a mint a mint hoodie, right? You put it right on your head in that. And you help them even more. Does that sound interesting at all to you?
Aye, mate. It sure does. It makes me absolutely buzzing. Get an absolute mint hoodie for pretty cheap.
Right.
Help out our pals, the Nutty Boys.
Right.
Oh, buzzing, mate.
Buzzing, mate, yeah.
Buzzing.
So, again, that's Teespring, Teespring.com, Teespring.com. Look up Nerdy Boys Reviews. Find their stuff. pay for it. You got about 4 or 3.5 days left or something.
Yeah.
Get them by next Tuesday at like midnight or something. I don't know.
Oi. So it's going to be Nigel and Randy leaving you with these little...
Yeah, little Rajis. All right.
Thanks Nigel.
Mates. Yeah. Those are swell folks. I mean, why haven't they been around? Probably because Brexit, you know, they've been trapped in the UK. Oh, we've been exposed?
Shh, don't tell anyone.
We're not Nigel and Randy.
Wait.
What?
Jamalison. Hello, Jamal.
Hello, Jamal. I mean, hello, Jamal.
Hi, Jamal.
Well, I don't know who that other British guy was, but it wasn't Nigel.
I'm just gonna laugh awkwardly at
him.
Are
you at work right now, Jamal? Like, are you spying on me?
Get back to work. What are you doing?
So I guess like we should kind of get into the news, unless
whoa, dropping the language, dude. Watch yourself. But yes, he is at work. Get back to work. if you have any questions, we're just live streaming our podcast at the moment. Send us questions, Jamal, if you got any questions. We'll do our best to answer them. But we're going to get into the news right now. Go ahead, Christian. Take it away.
This is the NBR News, live from the NBR Studios in Christian's bedroom. Christian, back to you.
All right. So first bit of news here. Lucasfilm has no plans to digitally recreate Carrie Fisher. If you guys have been paying attention to the news after Carrie Fisher's passing, there have been a lot of rumors about recreating her digitally or whatever, or her role in Episode 9, but I'll just tell you what the news article says. So over the last week, not our last week, but, you know, whatever, a couple weeks ago, over the last week, rumors have surfaced that Lucasfilm was in talks with the estate of Carrie Fisher to possibly digitally recreate the late actress of Star Wars, episode 9. She'd already finished episode 8 filming before her death on December 27th, 2016. In a rare case, Lucasfilm has put those rumors to rest with the following official statement. We don't normally respond to fan or press speculation, but there is a rumor circulating that we would like to address. We want to assure our fans that Lucasfilm has no plans to digitally recreate Carrie Fisher's performance as Princess or General Leia Organa. Carrie Fisher was, is, and always will be a part of the Lucasfilm family. She was our princess, our general, and more importantly, our friend. We are still hurting from her loss. We cherish her memory and legacy as Princess Leia, and will always strive to honor everything she gave to Star Wars. If you've seen Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, guys, I mean, you know that she was... Carrie Fisher was involved with that film, but that was with her permission, and she said that she loved it. While Fisher was done with Episode 8, the rumor stands that her role in Episode 9 would have been bigger, which leaves us wondering how they will handle it story-wise.
Yeah, it should be pretty interesting to see what they're going to do with all that. I don't really know. It just depends on what they've already shot for Episode 8, and... You know,
if they can carry that footage on to Episode 9 rewrites for Episode 8 or whatever they're going to do. So,
I mean, I find it interesting that, you know, they're willing to go out on a limb and just like close, like make it to where it's like not a possibility now, really. You know, it's like once they made the bold statement saying, no, we're not going to do it or whatever. But
yeah, I mean, like it kind of seemed like at first that's what they were saying. But later they were saying like she's important to Star Wars and all this stuff and didn't really say like it's not an option necessarily. But like. They want, if they did it, they do it in a way to honor her more than to, I guess, make people angry.
So, does this decision make you happy that they're not going to use her at all? Like, in digital recreation? What do you think about digital recreation in the first place? Like,
I don't mind it. Like, I think, I mean, they did it with Grand Moff Tarkin, with Peter Cushing.
Well, yeah.
In Rogue One, so it's like... To me, I don't know, maybe it sounds kind of hypocritical to say they won't. I mean, I guess he wasn't as big of a character as she is, you know,
yeah,
or as big of a celebrity, maybe. But I think, like, if they did do it, it would be done in a way that we would approve of. And I don't have any gripes with them doing it.
Yeah,
I think some people might, though. Some people might find it disrespectful or whatever. Because even when the rumors came out a while ago that George Lucas could digitally recreate dead actors and put them into films, people were like, no, that wouldn't, that's not cool. Like, that's messed up, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it just really depends on, you know, the opinions of the families and whoever has the rights to their estates and all that kind of mumbo jumbo, really. And just it just really does depend on what sort of agreement that the studios could come up with. It's just it's one of those things, like, maybe, like, you know, for our princess, may she rest in peace. You know, maybe it's just too soon to, you know, even be really talking about it. I mean, you know, she just died a couple weeks ago. So I do feel like it's a little too soon to be talking about maybe recreating her in a movie. I guess it was what?
Jamal says when they did Tupac, it sucked, but Lucasfilm has better technology. They recreated Tupac for a film?
They did. They did. In his biography film.
Oh.
Yes.
All right. So, did you see that film?
Yes.
Did you think that it sucked that they recreated it? Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, I mean, even...
I agree with you, Jamal.
Yeah, like, I don't know if Jamal's seen Rogue One, like, and seen the digital recreations. I thought they looked pretty good, but other people thought they were horrific. So...
Low battery, what? Isn't it plugged in?
It is, but, like, this plug sucks, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, I whatever. Don't know. Whatever.
Who cares?
All right, moving on to more, you know, Star Wars news. Woody Harrelson talks Han Solo movie character. Lucasfilms yesterday confirmed that Woody Harrelson from War for the Planet of the Apes, The Hunger Games, has joined the Han Solo movie, set to arrive in theaters next year while promoting for his directorial debut Lost in London, an experiment in projecting a film live to theaters as it is being filmed. The actor spoke with Mashable about the Han Solo movie and shed some light on his role in the much-anticipated Star Wars spinoff. I'm a mentor to Han, but I'm also a bit of a criminal, said Harrelson. I don't think I'll have a lot of makeup or anything. We'll have to we'll see how the look develops. I'm meeting with those guys tomorrow. The hair and makeup and stunts and everything. We'll just have to have a little discussion about that. Harrelson, known for a wide-ranging role in films and TV, such as The Hunger Games, No County for Old Men, True Detective, Cheers, and Zombieland, will join actors Alden Ehrenreich, who is playing Han Solo, Donald Glover, who's playing Lando, Emilia Clarke in The Adventure. Who is she playing?
We don't know yet.
Oh, well, I guess it just threw me off that they would, you know, tell everybody, okay, whatever. this Star Wars story is the second in a series of films that lived outside the Skywalker family saga and is set during the early scoundrel days of the iconic character and prior to A New Hope. Scoundrel. Yeah. we couldn't be more excited to work with an artist with as much depth and range as Woody, and said the film director Phil Lord and Christopher Miller. They also worked on 21 Jump Street and the Lego Movie. Ooh, wow. Such great movies. Christopher Miller said his ability to find both humor and pathos often in the same role is truly unique. He is also very good at ping pong.
Yeah, great information. Fun facts. Thanks, dude.
Awesome, dude. Thanks, bud.
So on the Han Solo movie as well, Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino, was talking about playing Lando in the movie because, you know, he's playing Lando. So Golden Globe winning Atlanta star Donald Glover has spoken to USA Today about playing a young Lando Calrissian in the upcoming Han Solo movie. He said, "Not getting to eat anything enjoyable for the rest of my life." That's what he said of his preparations. "Lando's a big deal to me. It was literally the first toy I ever got. When you have something that's kind of iconic, where people pay attention to it, it's hard because you want to live up to the expectation. But all you can do is live up to your own, and Star Wars is really high. I really just want to have fun." The directors, Christopher Miller and Phil Lord, they're amazing. "I love the guy who is playing Han, who's Alden Ehrenreich, as we said. It's good. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be fun. I'm getting ready to just have fun with those guys."
Just a lot of fun, guys, in case you guys didn't catch that.
Yeah, dude, that's all Childish Gambino's about is fun,
all
right?
It's all about that fun life.
So, all right, you continue reading. I'm going to grab a charger.
Where are we at? Oh, yes. Ha-ha. Oh, Jesus. So Reese of Deadpool 2 said, yeah, it'll be a solo movie. It'll be a populated with a lot of characters, but, we're on a new article. I thought we were on the show. Oh, my God. So I was like, why is a guy from Deadpool 2 talking about this? Oh, man. That's hilarious. All right. Deadpool 2 screen writers talk sequel, Cable, and Putin. Ooh, this should be a good one. Deadline caught up with Deadpool writer Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick to talk up the film's Oscar chances. And, of course, the subject of Deadpool 2 came up handily. Yeah, it'll be a solo movie, said Reese of Deadpool 2. It'll be populated with a lot of characters, but it will still be a Deadpool movie. This next one, we're pushing forward very hard. I think it will be, by every account, we'll shoot it. What? I think by every account, we will shoot it this year. And with our multiple drafts now, it has taken different twists and turns. And it's really, I don't even know what is happening in this freaking like statement that he's saying. He said, we're very, very excited. We're a little nervous because now we feel like we have to live up to the first movie. But at the same time, we have to have faith and we have to have extreme passion still. And as long as we have passion still and not a mercenary vanilla play. What? What the?
Hold on. Where are you at?
This is pissing me off.
Right here?
What?
Where are you at? We're a little nervous because now we feel like we have to live up to the first movie, but at the same time, we have to have faith, and we have an extreme passion still, and as long as we have passion still, and it's not a mercenary vanilla play, which we don't think this is, I think we'll... Something about a good shape. All right.
What are you doing with the camera, dude?
Oh, we have three viewers?
What dude. Up, guys?
Hey, Jamal shared our video. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, bud.
We appreciate it.
This is our live... streaming of podcasts on Facebook. See, this guys, this is the reason you need to be following us on all of our social media links. Go follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook. Facebook Live, obviously, for Facebook, and Periscope is automatically set up to Twitter as well. So, get on it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. All right. Continuing with so Wernick added. It is a world that is so rich, and we've always thought Cable should be in the sequel. Yes, Wernick added of the iconic mutant who will join Ryan Reynolds on screen. With everyone from Liam Neeson to Kyle Chandler rumored to play him. But
no. Liam Neeson is rumored to play Cable? This is a first. This is interesting.
I don't know about that. There was always a debate whether to put him in the original, and it feel like we needed to set up Deadpool and create his first, his world first, and then bring in those characters into his world, into the next one. Finally, the writers came. This is the longest article I've ever had to read.
I thought you'd.
What
like
is wrong with
I
you?
I thought you'd like reading the Deadpool article.
Man. All right.
So there's. I'll keep all right. Reading. Just so you know, there's a Deadpool article, this and guy. Then. A Logan article, which I know you wouldn't want to read, and then another Deadpool article. So you either got the two Deadpools, or you had to read a Deadpool and a Logan.
This is sabotage at its fun. Everybody left.
What? Sorry. Oh, all right. All right. I don't know.
Oh,
all right,
two viewers again. All right. So finally, the writers came up with a very Deadpool-ian explanation. What? Deadpool-ian. Oh, Deadpoolian. Explanation of the new suspect who may have leaked the famous Deadpool test footage a few years ago. We've always wondered who leaked the test footage, mused Wernick. Wasn't it Ryan Reynolds? I'm so confused.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe we'll find out. there's really only been four suspects. It's been myself, Rhett, Ryan, and director Tim Miller. But a new spect has emerged, and we're going to give you the scoop on this. It's Putin. Really, guys? Is this a thing? Vladimir Putin leaked the test footage for Deadpool, and then he lols.
Get... what a jerk.
All right, Deadpool is set to film this year and for a 2018 release with what Ryan Reynolds says it is not going to be a phenomenally bigger budget. Deadpool 2 will be directed by David Lyke. Dude, I I'm going to go off on you in
I'm
a second.
I'm sorry.
You gave me the most ridiculously long thing to read. Next article!
Okay. All right. Sorry, guys. The official Logan synopsis has been
revealed. Look at the length of this article!
By Hugh Jackman. 20th Century Fox, via Hugh Jackman, has revealed the official Logan synopsis for the sequel starring Hugh Jackman in his final run at Wolverine. The synopsis is, in the near future, a wary Logan cares for an ailing Professor X in a hideout on the Mexican border, because he got deported. But Logan's attempts to hide from the world and his legacy are upended when a young mutant arrives being pursued by dark forces. Little else is known about the film, despite its trailer.
Oh, look, more Deadpool news for me to read.
Though we know that the primary villains for the film
nobody
will
cares
include...
about Logan. Okay. End. Ryan Reynolds eager for Deadpool and Wolverine team up movie. Oh, that's a bit ambitious, bud. Calm yourself. Recently, word broke about a potential cameo by Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool in the upcoming third Wolverine movie, Logan. Though Reynolds and director James Mangold were quick to squash the report. Since then, Reynolds had an extensive interview with Variety about playing the Merc with the Mouth, wherein he reiterated he would like to continue playing the character for years to come. Reynolds said, I would love to play Deadpool for as long as they would let me play Deadpool. We have outlines and stories for a number of different films. The outlet revealed one of Reynolds' ideas for Deadpool and Wolverine team-up, which came as a surprise to Hugh Jackman, who has previously reiterated that Logan was his last time playing the character. I am hesitating, Jackman tells the outlet, because I could only see how that's the perfect fit, but the timing may be wrong. I have no idea if I can change his mind, Reynolds says. It's the audience I would exclusively exploit that relation to get Hugh back for another one. Oh, you're so diabolic.
All right, so Ben Affleck puts Batman directing doubts to rest, I guess.
This should be a good one.
Or should it? Okay.
It
seemed like a sure thing that Ben Affleck was scheduled to write, direct, and star in a new solo Batman movie, but a recent interview with The Guardian, in which he stated it's not a set thing and there's no script, have put the status of the project into question. Further rumors of filming being pushed back from a spring date to sometime in the summer have Bat fans worried their ringed crusader will not take flight, but a new TV interview with Jimmy Kimmel Live has set the record straight. Yeah, I bet it fucked. Cuny has.
That was awful. That's twice.
I almost said a bad word, but I didn't.
No, that counts. That's
it
two
counts?
Times. We're counting.
Oh my gosh.
You're up 2-0, bud. And zero's winning.
So Affleck confirmed, I'm going to direct the next Batman. We're working on it. It's one of those things that's really frustrating because with Live by Night, it took me a year and a half to write it and get it ready, and I worked really freaking hard, dude. It's just no one gave a poop. He says the S word, but I sub. Don't worry. No one was like, where's Live by Night? But with Batman, I keep getting the where's the blankin' Batman? I'm like, whoa, I'm working. Give me a minute.
Yeah, he seems very distraught by all this.
Yeah. While it's possible
because there's capital letters and,
like,
know,
he was
punctuations
screaming at
stuff.
Jimmy Kimmel. Like, I think Jimmy Kimmel was probably a bit scared.
I am the knight.
Anyway, while it's possible that the script work Affleck is doing with DC Comics CCO Geoff Johns is still being fine-tuned, that is without question a good thing. One of the primary aspects that have hurt DC films in the past has been the rushed slate to meet release dates, with Suicide Squad in particular only given a scant 6 weeks for script development. As of now, Warner Brothers has Aquaman and The Flash set for release in 2018, although with no director attached. Don't be surprised if The Flash film falls off the schedule. While it may behoove Warner Brothers shareholders to rush a Batman solo movie in to fill the Flash gap, it would be unwise, as another critical disappointment, particularly with an Oscar-winning director like Affleck behind it, could spell the beginning of the end for DC's cinematic universe. Expect the Batman to maintain its projected 2019 release date.
All I have to say about this is, how can they use a statement like, could spell the beginning of the end for DC Cinematic Universe.
Like, when has it ever started?
Exactly. Like,
like their universe is actual just garbs, you know? How dare you. I'm sorry. Like, this is what makes it hard to not cuss is, like, Warner Brothers is so dysfunctional. I have a burning rage for them.
White hot rage. Like that. So, David Goyer to write Green Lantern Corps, John Stewart confirmed. There finally appears to be some forward momentum on Warner Brothers Pictures' Green Lantern Corps movie. As Deadline reports that DC film Star Wars David Goyer, who worked on The Dark Knight Trilogy, Man of Steel, and Batman vs. Superman, will pen the screenplay alongside Justin Rhodes, who worked on Contract Killers. I don't even know what that
is. If you guys don't know who David Goyer is, he is a bad, bad man.
He is a bad person.
He is
but we'll get into
scummy
that later.
Guy.
It has also been confirmed that longtime comic book Lantern character John Stewart will make his way into the feature film in the DC extended universe. DC Comics' first African-American superhero, Stewart, was created by Dennis O'Neill and Neil Adams in 1971. Has long rumored to be a choice part for Tyrese Gibson of Fast and Furious franchise, although no formal offer has been made public. The story for Green Lantern Corp has been described as a buddy cop movie with Stewart and Hal Jordan, the latter previously played by Ryan Reynolds in 2011 bomb Green Lantern, meaning that the movie was awful.
Yes.
DC film producer Charles Roven told EW last year that the Green Lanterns would not become part of the extended universe, eat your words, until 2019 Justice League 2 at the earliest. For now, we feel that we're introducing enough characters that the best possible place would or could put Green Lantern is introduction to Justice League 2 or bearing that a movie after, Robin said. We'll have to see if that remains the case.
Yeah.
You guys better start doing something. All these flop-a-roos ain't gonna work.
If you guys didn't see, like, DC had released a picture of the Justice League, but it's really not the Justice League because there's no Superman or Green Lantern in it. Like, I don't know how you do Justice League 1 without Green Lantern.
I don't know how you do Justice League without Green Arrow. Like
he is
Flash's best friend.
I mean,
well, one of them.
Yeah. Well, he's better friends with Green Lantern than.
The Flash is actually kind of like better friends with even Green Lantern as well.
Like how Jordan and Oliver Queen were good friends. Yeah. But yeah, so I heard like a rumor, like I don't know how true it is, that like they're trying to get Ryan Reynolds back as Green Lantern.
Oh yeah, probably not true at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't even buy into it.
But like, Warner Brothers is just so dysfunctional.
Yeah.
Like,
pretty awful.
Like, I understand, like, they have way more characters to introduce, I guess, before they do it, but they didn't do a film for Cyborg. They didn't do a film for The Flash before they put him in Justice League. Like, why are they worrying about Green Lantern?
Yeah. Who knows? DC is just going to do what they're going to do, and they're going to fail horribly, and we're going to laugh and watch as it happens, or cry. Either or really works for us.
Yeah.
I have no faith in Warner Brothers. I have no faith in what
the
extended DC Cinematic Universe can accomplish, because they have not accomplished anything, really. The best thing that they've ever done was the part of the Dark Knight series.
So that isn't considered DC Universe.
Exactly. Like, the third movie wasn't like the best, really, and Dark Knight was just the best one out of them all, and even the first one had a lot of its own problems and stuff like that. But I mean, that's really for like another podcast.
Yeah.
And it's not even part of their universe. So
right.
They've literally done nothing. Man of Steel was awful. BVS, awful. We'll have to wait and see on Wonder Woman. I think that's
Suicide
probably
Suicide Squad was decent. But not great.
It was like that step from. It's like it makes it seem like they might be going in the right direction.
Right.
Like maybe they kind of learned the lesson off the other two, but we'll have to wait and see. Really, Let's just move on.
Yeah, so Robbie Amell is going to be returning to The Flash Season 3. His character of Ronnie Raymond is returning in an upcoming episode of The Flash Reports Entertainment Weekly. The magazine adds the details on how Amell will return are being kept under wraps, but he'll appear in a winter episode. He previously returned to the series, but as the Earth 2 version of Ronnie Raymond, a.k.a. the villainous Deathstorm, in the Season 2 episode Welcome to Earth 2. He could be Deathstorm again. Like I don't know if you saw the promo for the season premiere or the mid-season premiere of Green Arrow, but it's the Earth 2 Laurel Lance.
Interesting.
So, yes.
Well, that should be rather cool. Yeah. I guess we're just gonna have to wait and see what version of Ronnie Raymond this really is. Is it Earth 2? Did somehow he come back from the dead? Because we don't even know whatever happened to him. Because, like, last time we know, he just got, like, sucked into, like, the wormhole, right?
Ronnie?
Yeah.
I think Ronnie died. Ronnie died. Oh, well. She found his body afterward. I'll have to rewatch it. I thought she found his body. Hold on. Yeah. I don't remember what happened. I really don't.
But yeah, remember it was like at the end of season two, and like they flew up to the wormhole.
Was that season two? No, that was season one. Season one, the end of season one.
Yeah, and then in season two they had to find Jax.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they never found his body.
Yeah,
they all thought they did. No. They thought. I don't know what they thought. I don't remember now.
I gave you this article on purpose, all right? And I love Moon Knight, but I gave you this article, all right?
So is I hope it because there's a hard word in there? If there's a hard word, I'm going to punch you right in the face.
I mean, there are names in it, but every article has names in it, all right? Dude. It's
look
not
at the
that
sheer
long.
Length. Of, how do you even say that? We'll get to it later. All right, James Gunn talked about Marvel about a Moon Knight movie. Sick. Though he is knee-deep in post-production on the upcoming Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, director James Gunn has revealed on Twitter that he spoke to the people at Marvel Studios about another movie idea for the MCU, specifically one of the vigilante Moon Knight. Ooh, that is a great idea, James Gunn.
I love that.
When asked if he could put the character in his upcoming sequel due to his lunar moniker?
Yes.
Oh, I got it right. One in the column for Scotty Boy. Gunn replied, oh, what the hell? Gunn replied, oh, my God. I love Moon Knight, and I have great idea for a movie. I don't know why he's turning British. I just wish I had the time, but no, he doesn't belong in Guardians. Another fan asked him to pitch the idea to Marvel, in which Gunn replied, I told them, but like I said, I just don't have the time. Created by Doug, how do you say his name?
Munch.
And Don Perlin. Yeah, I nailed that one, man. Moon Knight is a former mercenary that became the avatar of the Egyptian moon god.
Khonshu.
I nailed that too. working to protect the travelers by night on Earth. To keep moving around and to remain secret, the character has adopted several different identities and aliases, nailed it, which have led to him suffering from multiple personality disorder. The character has enhanced reflexes and abilities, but no other superpowers, instead employing his ability as a fighter and various weapons and gadgets to fight crime. Many readers compare Moon Knight as being Marvel's version of the Dark Knight himself, Batman. Though, what separates them is the color distinction in their costume. Batman wants to hide in the shadows, and Moon Knight wants criminals to know he's coming for them. This isn't the first time that Gunn has been eager to bring another section of the Marvel Universe to life in a film, as well as he's been very vocal about wanting to make a Thunderbolts film. Oh my God, James Gunn, you are my hero! In the meantime, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 will be released May 5th.
Yeah.
Oh, so close, man. It's like, you know, like we said at the beginning, you know, it's January 24th. 2017, you know, in May, you know, that's only a couple months.
That's not very far, right?
All right.
Yeah, so, I mean, I would love to see Moon Knight. I think we're all decided Netflix would be better.
Yeah, and I don't think it should be a movie. I think it should just be a Netflix show.
Yeah, it should be a Netflix series that, you know, you do him, Blade, and Ghost Rider, and
yeah,
do Werewolf by Night, and do, like, the horror genre, the horror side of it.
Dude, that'd be so sick, dude. Oh, man, that would be so awesome. Oh, I love that idea.
Yes, I'm a major fan of that idea. So, all right.
Why did you have to acknowledge?
I'm sorry.
What is wrong? Okay, guys, let's just take a second and, you know, if you see somebody sneezing, don't ever say anything about it. Just let them sneeze, because the moment you acknowledge that you're about to sneeze, that sneeze will go away, and now my senses are going crazy.
All I said was, all right, because I was about to start the next article.
Don't lie to me. And you then... look straight at me. I even know I have my eyes, because I know you're looking straight at me. I can feel it.
All right.
I can feel it.
So this is a very long article, so I didn't give it to you. All right.
Sick, dude. That's
so
good.
Defenders showrunner talks show's tone, characters meeting, and more. Following new photos that have been debuted from Marvel's The Defenders with all the cast and all that, EW says it sat down with executive producer and showrunner Mark Ramirez to talk about the series, including its tone, the meeting of the title characters, and even a tease of what brings them all together. It's ultimately a story about a family of orphans who are very grown up, but still have more growing up to do, Ramirez said. This was something I told the writers. It's taking the questions that were posted in the finales of each of their shows. So the last times we saw them, you know, is where are they, you know, and what are they going to need to do in order to grow up? What do they need as they come out of their own seasons? We never wanted anyone to feel like they're a guest or anything.
What are you?
Sorry. It's just weird, all right? It's weirdly about all four of them. It's about all of their collective stories finally folding in on each other. When asked about the tone of the series, which combines four shows that are all quite distinct from each other, he replied, "One of the good things about how the other shows all operate is they're all about a central protagonist, and at the end of the day, they're not about superpowers. They're all about someone who has some major flaw in some major crisis, and also heroically somehow overcomes it. One of the things early on that I found helpful was not to think about how many differences they have, but to go the opposite way and think about how much they have in common. And aside from the fact that they are all Marvel characters, there's a recurring theme here with people who are orphans. or people who don't understand this urge but feel the need orphans to do good and are constantly fighting inner turmoil and having that affect their personal lives. There's a certain amount of maturity with how they deal with the superhero-ness of it all. We didn't think of it in terms of how we'll combine all the tones. We thought about the tones as its own thing. It's about making sure this thing is something that could encapsulate all four worlds. The topic mixing up the characters together also came up, and Ramirez said something else.
Hold on. I just want to thank you for not giving me this article. All right,
yeah,
continue.
You're welcome. When it came down to it, there was just no way we would get away with telling the story and not have Danny Rand and Luke Cage have some chemistry just because of what's been established in the comics for them in Heroes for Hire. Danny and Matt's relationship is really exciting to me. The Luke and Jessica and Danny dynamic is exciting. And that may be one of the most fun parts of the show to some people. Everyone needs a relationship with everyone else here. We look up at a bunch of boards in the writer's room at the full season and say, oh, wait, we haven't seen an interaction between these two, or these three haven't been together yet. So what does that mean? Where does that lead? It was almost like a checklist, like, where's our great Luke and Jessica scene? Where's our Danny and Matt scene? Yeah, see, it's like a rap, all right? It worked.
Oh, sick.
In addition to the tone of each of the four Netflix series, they each have their own style of fighting for their title heroes, a blend that Ramirez compares to musical composition. Everyone has their own instrument. We have to work our way for Matt to do some cool parkour-y stuff, Danny to use his fists in some awesome way, Luke to use his strength and invulnerability in some cool way, and Jessica to just be a bad A-word brawler. Yeah, I didn't say the A-word. coming at them from an emotional perspective is how we write those fight scenes. So Luke ends up being the protector, and Danny and Matt end up becoming the offense. Jessica is kind of the reluctant punk rock member of the band who doesn't want to be there, but who's really awesome. It's making sure each of the characters can really pop. In the expose on the series, EW also confirmed that writer Doug Petrie, who was attached to the co-show run, the series with Ramirez, stepped away to pursue other projects in October after the 8 scripts had been completed. I'm not reading who's all in the show because I read enough already.
Sweet.
That was a lot of stuff.
Yeah, so, I mean, does this excite you even more?
I love Defenders.
I love the Defenders. They're great.
I cannot wait to watch
Wall, Mexico. U.S. is going to pay for it.
It's going to be huge. No. We're paying for it so it gets done. We can't wait for Mexico to pay for it. It needs to get done. We're paying for it, but they are going to reimburse us. I love Mexico. They're great. I have great relations with Mexico. It's just going to be amazing. That was his actual interview, word for word.
All right. Sterling K. Brown joins Marvel's Black Panther cast. Marvel Studios announced that Emmy-winning actor Sterling K. Brown, who was on The People vs. O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story, and This Is Us, has joined the cast for their upcoming film Black Panther. Brown will play a role as N'Jabu, a figure from T'Challa's past.
Sorry.
What?
I just thought it was funny.
What? What is funny? How do you say it then?
I wasn't laughing at the way you said it. I was N'Jabu? Just laughing.
I mean, okay, so it's like in. Go back up so I can read it.
N'Jabu?
I would say.
I don't know. I wasn't laughing because that.
N'Jabu?
I just think the name sounds.
N'Jabu.
Funny.
So it's like N'Jabu, N'Jabu. I mean, that's how I would say it.
Yeah.
So that's how I said it.
Yeah. You did great. You did great.
I'll read the next couple of ones, because you read stuff.
I'll read the last one then, because that's just that one.
Okay. So, Peter Dinklage in early talks for Avengers Infinity War film. Peter Dinklage, which you may know him from Game of Thrones or X-Men Days of Future Past, is in early talks with a key role in Marvel's Avengers Infinity War. According to Variety, the plan is to shoot the next two Avengers films back-to-back, with Dinklage expected to appear in both. Dinklage has a major role, which is unknown at this time. Well, who do you think it could be?
He could be anyone. Like,
oh, could he be the dude in the chair, and he's like, I'm a little midget.
MODOK?
Yeah, dude.
I think someone else thought that too. Yeah.
Dude, he could be MODOK. Oh, dude, be the best.
Yeah, or he could be like a little, like a. He doesn't even have to be like a little person. Well, I mean,
he kind of has to.
I mean,
they can CGI him some legs.
Poor kid. I mean, like, what if they just made a real superhero? Like, what if he's just playing?
I am midget man.
What if he's just playing like a normal superhero that's like now a midget all of a sudden? Like, that could happen. Like,
what if he plays like Ant-Man? Get it? Because he's short. Oh man, I don't know who he could be. If you guys have any thoughts of who Peter Dinklage
could be,
I think that was a good guess,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You can always message us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. We have a website with things that you can comment on now because Christian took away our forum.
But, sorry, guys.
Yeah. So continue.
All right. Final piece of news: new Thor Ragnarok official synopsis revealed by Marvel. Marvel Studios' upcoming threequel Thor Ragnarok has revealed a new photo, which you can see online, and official synopsis for the Taika Waititi film.
Taika Waititi!
Check out the synopsis below, which I'll read to you, and the Thor Ragnarok photo on their website. In Marvel Studios' Thor Ragnarok, Thor is imprisoned on the other side of the universe without the Mighty Hammer and finds himself in a race against time to get back to Asgard to stop Ragnarok, the destruction of his homeworld, and the end of Asgardian civilization at the hands of an all-powerful new threat, the ruthless Hela. But first, he must survive a deadly gladiatorial contest that pits him against his former ally and fellow Avenger, the Incredible Hulk.
A.K.A. Planet Hulk.
Yes.
smashed into a movie. So in case you guys don't know what Ragnarok is, it's like an event in Norse mythology. It's kind of like the end of time.
It's like Armageddon.
Tale. Yeah, exactly. It's like an event where Odin and all of the soldiers in Valhalla, which is, you know, everybody that has died and gone to Valhalla, is like their heaven pretty much, and they're gonna ride out of the halls in a blazing glory in one final battle pretty much, and that's what they believe.
Yes. In the comic books, Ragnarok was made into a character.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys read Civil War, he was the Thor clone. That was Ragnarok.
Yes.
And beyond that series, he went on to be recreated and become this major powerful force. And
do you think that they're going to use the character or they're like the event?
I think they'll use Hela to bring the event.
Yeah, so do I. I don't think they're going to use the character.
No.
Ragnarok, I think it's going to be based off the Norse mythology, which is a good idea, I think.
So, do you think that the final Infinity Stone will be introduced
in that
film?
It's the final countdown.
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do. All right, I guess not.
Do you think the final Infinity Stone will be introduced in this Thor film?
Yes.
Or in the next Guardians?
Oh, actually, probably Guardians. Probably not this film. No. Yeah.
I guess we'll have to wait and see, boys.
Yeah, we'll find out in May. So, all right. That's all the news that we have for you guys this week. But we have some of our own news, guys. So remember how, like, we told you guys that, that, you know, you should be following us on social media. Here's why, guys. So on Tuesday, we started a merchandise campaign. And if you're following us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, you guys would already know this. This is like legitimately an important reason for you guys to be following us. So we made t-shirts and hoodies using our logo design for Nerdy Boys Reviews. It's printed on a plain black shirt. It looks very nice, very clean. The t-shirts go for $20, and we're also doing Gildan hoodies as well, which is like the thicker hoodie material. Those are $30. You can find them on teespring.com. Just in the search bar, put Nerdy Boys Reviews, separate words. Do not put it into one word. You won't find it. I tried because I'm an idiot. But that's besides the point. Make sure you guys get your orders in now. The campaign ends on Wednesday. Wednesday?
Yeah, something like that.
Yes. So it ends then. I know it's not very much time for you guys to get your orders in because you guys might not even see it till like, you know, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday or something like that. But that's why we decided not to wait till Sunday to do the podcast. But on that note, guys, we have some shout outs to do.
Yeah. So we have sold 10 items so far. So Scott's wonderful mother has bought an item.
Correct.
Yes. Nicholas J, our favorite, or our most active, at least, Twitter follower. I mean, we shouldn't play favorites, but you're our favorite, bro. He bought both a hoodie and a t-shirt. One of our friends, Alex Blair on Facebook. Well, he's our friend in real life as well.
Yes.
But Alex Blair, he bought something. Zach Miller, I believe, bought something. He's also our friend. Your brother, Dominic.
Yep.
He bought something. My mother and sister both got something. And your grandmother?
Yeah, my grandma bought something as well.
Yes.
So a lot of, you know, friends and family.
Yeah.
And then we also just wanted to shout out to people who helped us share and spread the word of our campaign to hopefully make more sales. So first on the list, we got Jamar. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, mate.
Nicholas J. helped us promote as well. My Christian's mom and my mom as well both shared the status. Danielle, thank you very much for your support. Jamal, thank you very much. Ryan Mustachio, thank you very much, thank you, buddy. Sir. We appreciate you. Alex Blair, we appreciate you, brother man. Zach Miller, we appreciate you, bro. One of my best friends, his dad, shared the status. Wesley, a.k.a. Martin, thank you very much, brother. You shared the status as well. Josh, you shared the status. Thank you very much. It means so much to us, guys. Andrew Johansson, thank you very much, bro. We appreciate you guys so much. To us, you know, it's one thing. We don't expect everybody to go and buy our merchandise because it may not be your cup of tea, and that's fine. We don't blame you.
Yep.
We just ask for the support of our friends and family, and a lot of people did help us. So we do appreciate you guys so much, and this is just a small token of our appreciation just to at least give you recognition of, you know, helping us share and buying our product. We have some new designs in the work. We want you to let you guys know that now. So this campaign is only till Wednesday, like we said. Get your guys' orders in now while you still can. Very important, guys. If you guys want it, it's only for a limited time. Once, you know, the campaign ends, we can't, you know, I mean, we can potentially look into, you know, ordering you something specially, but it would cost you probably a lot more money to do it. Because, you know, individual orders are so much more expensive usually.
Right.
So, yeah, thank you guys so much for sharing our status and buying our product. Like we said, we will be working on a new design that, you know, we're not going to be running campaigns all the time, guys. But, you know, every, you know, couple of months, we plan to not only relaunch the products that we've already sold, but along with one new design every time. So over time, our merchandise line will be pretty hefty and pretty good, you know. So we have a lot of great ideas that are still in the works. Stay tuned. This is why you need to be following us on social media so you guys can be the first ones to know. Because that's where we're going to go and post it, obviously.
Right. And on our website.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Check our website for, you know, constant updates, guys.
Yeah.
So we just want to make some shout outs before we end the podcast.
Yeah, hopefully we didn't forget anyone.
Yeah. If we forgot you, you know, honestly, our deepest apologies. We tried to write down everyone and shout you guys out. It really does mean so much to us that you're willing to share and support us, because believe us, you know, between us, we do actually have quite a bit of Facebook friends, and there's a lot of people that didn't. So it really, really, from the bottom of our hearts, does mean so much to you. I mean, so much to us that you guys help support us. It means so much, guys. It really does.
And all the proceeds go to helping us continue doing what we're doing, to marketing materials, so we can make some, like, bumper stickers to hand out to people for free, pens, whatever.
Yeah, do giveaways.
Yeah.
Helps us, you know, with some money cost on our end of stuff. Yeah, all that good stuff. It's not just a ploy for us to make a quick dollar off of people. It really is not, guys.
Yeah, I mean, just put it this way. We've been doing this for 2-3 years.
2 years.
2 years. Microphones, over $100
each.
You know, computer, $2,000.
Stands,
chairs,
cords,
tables we've bought,
interface, you know, just so much money goes into this, and it's not like we're complaining about doing it, because, you know, we're more than willing to spend the money to make our product, our image better.
But we want to also spread that love to everybody else. We want to be able to give you something back. Like, if you've helped us, we want to help you. So, you know, getting a shirt or a t-shirt is, you know, beneficial to you because it's a piece of clothing you can wear wherever. It's beneficial to us because we make a little bit of money and we get that promotion from you as well.
Yeah.
So it's a major help to us, and you know, you get something out of it as well. It's not just we're asking you for money, you know. So,
yes.
Because you know, we've talked about, you know, doing, like, you know, donations or sponsorships or this or that, but, like, this is, I think, better. We feel better about it because, you know, it's, you're getting something as well.
Yeah, exactly. So, what was I going to do? I was looking for something, actually. Shoot.
Well, you're looking.
Messages? Well, I think it's messages.
You swipe over, go to the main feed, and then swipe over.
Aha. All right. Shout out time for, you know, our peeps. Shout out to Nerd Variety Show podcast, our good friends over there run a nerdy podcast just like us, a little bit different, but go check them out. You can find them on iTunes and podbean.com. Shout out to Serena, our friend. She is a streamer on twitch.tv/ChiStar. That's C-H-I-I-S-T-A-R. Go check her out. Go drop her a follow and subscribe. I don't actually know if she has a subscribe button yet. But if she does, make sure you guys go support her.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, she's out here in Sacramento, so we love to support our friends and anybody here in Sacramento as well. Shout out to Vince, who commissioned our Nerdy Boys logo and is actually working on a new imagery for us as well. He does commission work. You guys can find him on Instagram at Talikin underscore Spank. We'll link everybody that we're shouting out. We're going to link them in the description, so it's a little bit easier for you guys.
Anyone else to shout out? Reality Comics.
Oh yes, Reality Comics. Nerd social media. Go check them out. They have a website. The website is linked on our website. Go visit our website, www.nerdyboysreviews.com. Got a ton of links on there for you guys to go check out. Also, an easy way for you guys to go find our merchandise. It's on the homepage. And there's also a new look to the website as well. Tell us what you guys think. Christian works very, very hard on the website, along with everything else he does here at Nerdy Boys Reviews. So, you know, let him know what you think of it, guys.
Yeah. And on a less, I guess it's not really nerdy related, but it is something that a lot of nerds and other people love. Series of Unfortunate Events is now on Netflix.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about that probably over the course of the next couple months. We watched the first episode last night. It was, I don't want to go too much into it because we'll talk about it separately, but I thought Neil Patrick Harris was exceptional.
Oh yeah. I love that guy. He's one of my favorite actors, actually.
That was like my takeaway from that, just broadly, but we'll talk about that more. I'm not sure if we're gonna do another podcast this weekend or we're gonna do it some other time, but we'll figure it out and you guys will see it when it's up.
Yes. So,
I think that's it, right?
Yeah, you know, just make sure you guys are following us on all social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat. Go visit our website, like always. I'm telling you guys get a lot of updates and stuff that, you know, if you're not following us, you'll never find out about.
Yeah.
Like the t-shirts, as you know, mentioning the t-shirts, get your orders in before Wednesday to receive some Nerdy Boys merchandise. Yep. Really does help us, guys. It helps us, you know, in the way that we plan on doing some giveaways for you guys as well. So trust me, it's worth it, guys. It really does help us.
If you guys ever have anything to say about anything we talk about, get in contact with us through any social media. We'll talk to you about it. If you want to talk about football or soccer or whatever, we'll talk to you about that stuff too.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Just, you know, we love talking to you guys, hearing what you have to say. If you have input, feedback, criticism, anything, you know, let us know. Write a review on iTunes. Reviews help other people find us, so
yeah,
please do that.
So yeah, rate and subscribe to us, you know, write a review. Any honestly feedback for us is good feedback, because if it's bad feedback, it helps us improve in the way that people want us to change, or, you know, without, you know, changing who we are or whatever, but like certain material changes that we can make.
Yeah, so we hope you like this podcast, the first podcast we did where we only swore like less than 3 times, which I did
Christian.
Every time. So
not me. What?
See, you were saying earlier like you thought you were the one who was gonna slip up, and in my mind I was like, no, Scott like can control himself like when he's trying. Like me, it slips my mind right away. Just like, oh, I won't say any names. 2 seconds later, I'm saying people's names.
So. I'm so happy, guys. NFL update. I know this is a nerd podcast. This isn't sports talk, guys. But the Seahawks lost.
Yeah, I don't like the Seahawks.
The Seahawks lost. I'm a Niners fan, so that's great news for me.
Yeah.
All right, that's end of the sports talk, and that's the end of the podcast. We got nothing else for you guys.
Yep.
We hope that you guys enjoyed. You know, yeah. So
yeah, and thanks to Nigel and Randy again.
Yes,
so. Thanks,
you little divvies. that's all we got. We're going to be signing out now. Like always, we are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
Here at NBR, we only got one simple message for you, and that's
stay nerdy, boys.